Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.
Well, for decades, the U.S. dollar has been the undisputed king of the global financial system. Countries around the world trade in dollars. Oil is priced in dollars. Central banks hold trillions of dollars in reserves. And when there's a crisis anywhere in the world, investors usually run towards the dollar, but not away from it. But lately, all of that has started to shift and slowly unravel. And around the world, countries are openly discussing ways to move away from the U.S. dollar right now. Nations like China, Russia, Brazil, India, building alternative trade systems. Central banks are buying gold at record levels. The BRICS Alliance, the growing coalition of emerging economies, has been trying to reduce America's financial dominance. Now, to be clear, this doesn't mean the dollar is about to collapse tomorrow. It's a slow, slow death. But it does raise an important question. What actually happens if the U.S. dollar slowly loses its global power? Because if that happens, the consequences for the American economy could be massive. And most Americans have no idea how much of their daily lives depend on the dollar remaining dominant. Have you ever wondered why the United States has been able to borrow so much money, run such massive deficits for so long? A big part of it is because the world needs dollars for now. Other countries use U.S. dollars to buy energy. Banks use the dollar for international transactions. Governments hold dollars as reserves. And global companies borrow in U.S. dollars. And you can see the dollar is deeply embedded into the global system. In fact, the U.S. dollar still makes up the majority of global foreign exchange reserves and international trade settlements. Today, it remains the backbone of global financing. I was in Egypt not too long ago, and I was speaking to a couple of different bankers who were saying, oh yeah, we try to transact pretty much everything in U.S. dollars. They don't want to use Egyptian currency. Massively, inflated and collapsing. They want to use U.S. dollars. But now cracks are beginning to appear, and those cracks are forming for several reasons at the same time. First of all, there's geopolitics. The United States has increasingly used the dollar as a geopolitical weapon throughout with sanctions. Countries like Russia have seen how vulnerable they can become when they depend too heavily on the U.S.-controlled financial system, China, India, etc. After Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, Western sanctions froze hundreds of billions of dollars in Russian foreign reserves. That move sent a message to the rest of the world. If your country falls out of favor with the United States, your access to the global financial system could be restricted overnight. Just look at Iran and, of course, all of their money that is frozen by the U.S. government, something as part of this ceasefire agreement they want released. Give us our money back. So obviously, other countries took notice of this, especially China. China spent years trying to internationalize its currency, reduce reliance on the dollar. It has signed trade agreements with multiple countries that bypass the dollar entirely. China and Brazil agreed to trade directly using their own currencies. China has pushed oil-producing nations to accept the yuan as payments. And Beijing continually investing heavily in alternative financial infrastructures. At the same time, all of this is happening. The BRICS alliance has expanded, originally made up of just a handful of countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The group has now attracted additional countries interested in creating a more multipolar global economy, being able to transact in their own currencies. This was a part of the big meeting that just took place between Russian President Putin and Xi Jinping in China. This idea that We want to create a multipolar world order where everyone can transact using their own currencies, not the US dollar. Now, one misconception is that these countries are anti-American. But the truth is, they're just becoming increasingly uncomfortable with a world where one country controls the entire dominant reserve currency, especially when that country also happens to carry $39 trillion in national debt. Seems risky, right? And this is where the conversation becomes economic, not just geopolitical. America's debt problem is becoming harder to ignore. The United States now spends enormous amounts of money simply paying interest on its debt. Deficits continue growing. Government spending remains extremely high. Every major crisis seems to add trillions more to the national balance sheet. Just think about the last 5 or 6 years alone. COVID, wars, interest costs, stimulus checks, so on. For years, this system worked because global demand for dollars remained incredibly strong. But if demand for dollars weakens over time, the math becomes much more difficult. The United States benefits enormously from issuing the world's reserve currency because the world needs dollars. The U.S. government can then borrow money cheaper than many other nations. America can finance deficits more easily. Consumers benefit from cheaper imports, get those cheap televisions from China. And the country has more flexibility during financial crises. But reserve currency status is not guaranteed forever. And right now, we're shifting dramatically. History shows that dominant currencies shift. The Spanish dollar in the 16th century, the Dutch guilder, the British pound. And eventually, after World War II, the U.S. dollar took over. Goodbye, British Empire. Well, we take this for granted. Now, we'll get to our next story here in a minute, but I want to share something with you before I do that. You've all heard us report the dollar is losing value every day. Our national debt is out of control, and you can bet no one in Washington or Wall Street is worrying about your finances or how you'll be able to afford retirement. That's why you and only you need to become financially independent. It's the only way to break free from the system. Now, if you're wondering how, here's a method that's been proven time and time again. Real estate has created more millionaires than any other investment type in history. And it's exactly how Natalie and I broke free as well. We're able to do this because we aren't dependent on a boss, the stock market, or whatever nonsense Washington triggers. And you can do the very same thing. Now, your path will probably look different from ours, and figuring out your next steps can be tricky, especially if you're just getting started. So we built a 60-second quiz that shows you exactly where you stand as an investor and gives you simple, clear next steps for moving forward. So stop wishing that you had a portfolio full of performing assets. Take action. Start building one right now, today. You can take the quiz while you're listening to this episode, okay? All you need to do is go to redacted.inc/quiz, and the link is right there on your screen. Again, redacted.inc/quiz. Historically, no currency remains dominant indefinitely. Now, again, this does not mean the dollar is about to disappear overnight. In fact, the dollar still has some serious advantages. The U.S. has the world's deepest financial markets. Treasury bonds remain among the most trusted assets globally. And the American economy is still massive. Frankly, there's no perfect alternative to the dollar right now. China's financial system has major transparency issues. The euro has a lot of structural weaknesses right now. The countries that make up BRICS often have competing interests. So the most likely outcome is probably not a sudden collapse of the dollar. It's a slow erosion. The bigger risk is that the world slowly becomes less dependent on the dollar over the next 10 to 20 years. If that happens, there could be some painful consequences for the American people. We're already seeing that shift. It used to be over like 70, 80%. It's dropped down dramatically, the amount of people transacting in U.S. dollars. So how does this shift? Well, for example, inflation could become more persistent. Hard to imagine that it could even get worse, right? But it is. Part of America's economic strength comes from the ability to import goods relatively cheaply. Strong global demand for dollars helps support purchasing power. But if global dollar demand weakens, imports could become more expensive over time. That means higher costs for consumers on everything, from electronics and cars to everyday goods and food. Now, at the same time, borrowing costs could rise. If foreign governments and investors buy fewer U.S. Treasury bonds, the government may need to offer higher interest rates to attract buyers. And of course, higher rates affect everything. Your mortgage rates, your credit cards, your car loans, investments, the entire economy. This is one reason why geopolitics and economics are becoming increasingly connected. Conflicts in the Middle East impact oil prices, trade wars disrupt supply chains, currency alliances influence all this capital flow. The World Economic Forum, of course, says that over the past year, governments are taking a more assertive role in shaping economic outcomes. Many experts believe right now we are moving away from the highly globalized world that existed during the 1990s and early 2000s. Back then, globalization helped keep inflation low. Manufacturing shifted overseas. America was gutted. Goods became cheaper. Again, I just think about like Zenith, you know, like making televisions in the United States, gone. American television manufacturers, gone. Now you get your cheap televisions from Korea. Goods became cheaper. Interest rates stayed relatively stable. But today, countries are prioritizing security and self-reliance over efficiency. Look at China and keeping their hands on their own precious minerals right now. So this shift could make the global economy more inflationary, less stable in the years ahead. One of the biggest signs of this transition is gold, of course. Central banks around the world have been buying gold at some of the fastest rates in decades. Why? Because gold is politically neutral. Think about it. Even though gold is priced in U.S. dollars, it isn't controlled by one government. It can't be sanctioned in the same way as foreign reserves can. And historically, it's been viewed as a hedge against currency instability. And this is a sign many countries are preparing for a more uncertain future monetarily. Perhaps the most important thing to understand is this. Reserve currency transitions happen because confidence gradually changes. Confidence in fiscal discipline, political stability, leadership. And to be honest, there are a lot of unanswered and difficult questions about America's future trajectory right now. Can the U.S. continue running trillion-dollar deficits indefinitely? Can national debt grow faster than the economy forever? Can interest payments continue exploding without any consequences? I mean, the interest payments on our debt, now over $1 trillion, just the interest payments. At some point, this system has to crack. To be fair, the U.S. still has significant strengths. I mean, America remains highly innovative. Its financial markets are extremely powerful. The dollar still dominates trade and reserves globally. But the world is changing very quickly. Power is starting to shift and become more distributed. Alternative financial systems are starting to develop. Just look at the oil transactions now being settled in the Chinese currency. And these geopolitical tensions are accelerating. So this is why conversations around BRICS and de-dollarization have become so important recently. For the first time in decades, more countries are actively exploring alternatives. Just look at some of the African nations that are tired of having their country basically like as a slave state to the United States because of the currency. Even if nothing drastic happens, a gradual reduction in dollar dominance could have major long-term implications for the American economy. Higher inflation, higher interest rates, slower growth, increasing pressure on our debt-heavy systems right now. In many ways, this is really a story about sustainability. Can America maintain global financial leadership while debt continues climbing at historic levels? That may become one of the defining economic questions of the next decade. That's why all of these topics we talk about on this channel are deeply connected. The dollar, the housing market, financial freedom, retirement, inflation. It's all part of this overarching big picture. So if the dollar slowly loses global power, Americans may eventually discover just how much of their economic stability depended on the rest of the world trusting the United States financially. The global financial system is evolving. The question is whether America can adapt before those changes become more painful. And that may determine not just the future of the dollar, but the future of the American economy itself. If you look at what other countries are doing to protect themselves, there's a clear pattern here, investing in hard assets like gold and looking to diversify into other currencies. It's never been more important to stay educated on these topics like de-dollarization, investing in tangible assets, and what's happening to the U.S. dollar. So as always, I look forward to hearing your thoughts in the comments section below. Thank you so much for subscribing. We'll see you in the next video.